This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The International Energy Agency's monthly report today predicts crude prices will fall further next year, putting new pressure on the oil producers' cartel OPEC to cut production. This is wholesale stuff. Retail, the U.S. Department of Energy is saying gasoline could stay below $3 a gallon in the U.S. next year. This could have positive effects, especially for the working poor. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The vast majority of workers both above and below the poverty line commute to work by car. And with gas now selling for $2.85 a gallon at this Ann Arbor gas station, Jesse Foster says he's paying $10 less to fill his tank than he was even a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a lot of saving because, you know, I drive a Suburban, so it's real good news.
Good news, particularly if you work for minimum wage. Margaret Sims is the director of the Low Income Working Families Project at the Urban Institute. Since poor commuters spend a greater percentage of their income on gas, she says any relief creates a ripple effect of benefits.
Which might mean that you don't run out of healthy foods. It also means that maybe you can pay a bill that you had to skip this month because you were putting gas in your car.
The government projects that gas prices will continue dropping, with a national average of $2.80 expected for December. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.